Hello dear students, I hope you'll enjoy working on this week's task. But before you do this, first of all, I want to say thank you to you, because I know it was a lot of work last week with the worksheets, but you did a really good job and I'm proud of you. Well done. This week, you won't have to write that much, okay? This week, I want you to read episodes 7, 8, 9, and 10. Please read these episodes, episode 7, 8, 9, 10, and also do the tasks on pages 35 and 36. That's not much to write, as I promised, but you'll have to do something else too, and I know you'll like this. My special task for you this week is this. On iServe, you can find the audio tracks for the chapters, so you can listen to somebody reading out the episodes. Please do so. Do so for episodes 7, 8, 9, and 10. Listen closely and then read it out yourself. If you don't know how to pronounce a word, then just listen to the audio track again. I want you to practice reading episodes 7, 8, 9, and 10. I don't want you to read them in a monotonous voice. So, for example, I don't want you to simply read Elizabeth, Elizabeth, where are you? I want you to put some emotions in your voice. Elizabeth, Elizabeth, where are you? Like that. Practice it. And in our lesson on Tuesday next week, Tuesday the 9th of February, you will have to read out one episode to your fellow classmates. So this week, I repeat, read the episodes 7, 8, 9, and 10. Listen to the audio track so you know how to pronounce the words. Then practice reading it out yourself. And next week, you will present the episodes to the other classmates so that you don't have to write that much, but so that you can speak. Because English, as you know, is a language, and languages must be spoken. And this is what I want you to do this week. Listen to the episodes 7, 8, 9, 10. Read along with the audio track. Practice reading it yourself. Read it in a very interesting way. Alright? So change your voice. Your voice can get louder. It can get more quiet. Read it in a way that the audience will enjoy listening to you. I'm looking forward to seeing you do this next week. Have a nice week. If you have any questions, of course, you can message me. See you then.